Analysis: Joe Biden's net approvals tank in battleground states. By Jacob Bliss on November 1, 2021. President Joe Biden's net approval rating has cratered in 9 states that the Cook Political Report is claiming will have the most competitive Senate races, according to an analysis from Morning Consult. The Cook Political Report claimed that states such as Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin in the midterm elections would all be battleground states, where the Senate race is either rating toss-up, lean Democrat, or lean Republican. The Senate elections in 2 of the states, Ohio and Pennsylvania, will be for open seats. However, according to the polls taken by Morning Consult, Biden's net approval is under fire and has seen a significant difference from the first quarter of the year to the current, third quarter of the year in the same states. Arizona, +8, +8, net approval in the first quarter compared to -9, -9, in the third quarter. Florida, +8, +8, net approval in the first quarter compared to -9, -9, in the third quarter. Georgia, +11 net approval in the first quarter compared to -3, -3, in the third quarter. Nevada, +9, +9. Net approval in the first quarter compared to -3, -3, in the third quarter. New Hampshire, +7, +7, net approval in the first quarter compared to -2, -2, in the third quarter. North Carolina, +7, +7, net approval in the first quarter compared to -5, -5, in the third quarter. Ohio, +2, +2, net approval in the first quarter compared to -10, -10, in the third quarter. Pennsylvania, +9, +9, net approval in the first quarter compared to -5, -5, in the third quarter. Wisconsin, +7, +7, net approval in the first quarter compared to -7, -7, in the third quarter. The first quarter polling was done by Morning Consult from January 21 to April 20, while the third quarter polling was taken from July 21 to October 20. Both quarters polled at least 2,000 registered voters in each state and saw a margin of error of up to ±2%. Morning Consult noted that these states can host some of the most decisive Senate races in the country, which are still developing a year from the election. Biden's net approval rating has fallen underwater in the suburbs, tugging on his popularity in states that feature open seat contests such as North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The analysis of the poll stated, "Distancing oneself from a party's weakened national brand is an almost impossible task in a midterm election cycle. By the time next year's general election campaigns are heating up, inflation, supply chain pileups, and COVID-19 could be in the rearview mirror, but their effects could also linger." And in early 2020, nobody in professional Democratic politics thought the defund the police mantra would come to be associated with the party like it did in the aftermath of George Floyd's killing by Minneapolis police. A reminder of the difficulty in forecasting the political environment 1 year out. Some of the largest drops in Biden's suburban support came in Georgia, as well as Wisconsin, North Carolina, Ohio, Michigan, Florida, and Pennsylvania, all of which feature prominently in the pending races to control the Senate or House, Morning Consult stated. Democrat strategist Adrian Marsh, who specializes in rural and red state politics, said, "Issues with the party's national image and uncontrollable challenges heighten the need for candidates to set themselves apart from partisan brands to help open gettable voters to the party's persuasion efforts." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.